Krishna, very nice to be again in our Devra temple. Moi Devra. So we will read today in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 38. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Kachin
Novaya,
Novaya, Vibrashta,
Vibrashta,
Kashin Novaya, Vibrashta,
Kashin Novaya, Vibrashta,
Senabram,
Senabram,
Eva,
Eva,
Nashati,
Nashati,
Senabram, Eva, Nashati,
Senabram, Eva, Nashati,
Aprishto, no, sorry. Apratishto,
Apratishto,
Mahabaho,
Mahabaho,
Apratishto, Mahabaho,
Apratishto, Mahabaho,
Vibhudho,
Vibhudho,
Brahmana,
Brahmana,
Pati,
Pati,
Vibhudho, Brahmana, Pati,
Vibhudho, Brahmana, Pati,
Kansinno Vaya Vibhra, Vibrashta,
Kachino Vaya Vibrashta,
Senabram Ivanashati,
Senabram Ivanashati,
Apratishto Mahabaho,
Apratishto Mahabaho,
Vimuro Brahmanapati,
Vimuro Brahmanapati,
Kachino Vaya Vibrashta,
Kachino Vaya Vibrashta,
Senabram Ivanashati, Apratishto Mahabaho,
Apratishto Mahabaho,
Vimuro Brahmanapati,
Vimuro Brahmanapati.
Sorry.
О, Кришна, снажив їх руку. Завтракав чоловік, коли отступав від пути трансценції.
Yes.
Качить.
Далі.
Не.
Убхая.
Оба. Вибрашта.
Вибрашта.
Отступи от.
Чина.
Розпершені.
Абрам. Абрам.
Оба.
Облак.
Іва.
Іва.
Као.
Као.
Нащяти.
Нащяти.
Ісчезав.
Ісчезав.
Апратишта.
Апратишта.
Без ніякого положення.
Без ніякого положення.
Махабахо.
Махабахо.
О, Кришна, снажних руку.
О, Кришна, снажних руку.
Вимудха.
Вимудха.
Заведен.
Заведен.
Брахмана.
Брахмана.
Трансценденция.
Трансценденция.
Пати.
Пати.
Сапута.
Сапута.
Привод. О, Кришна, снажних руку, завтракав чоловік, кой отступи от пута трансценденції, не губи і духовний, і матеріальний успіх, і не исчезава као розпершений облак, без ніякого положення у било кої сфері. Смисъл. Постоє два пута на передовання. Матеріалісти се не занимають за трансценденцію. Више се занимають за матеріальний напредок, кой се постиже економським развоєм или за здизнення на више планете, отговарюючим делованням. Kada osoba prihvati put transcendencije, mora ostaviti sve materialne aktivnosti i žrtvovati sve oblike tzv. Materialne sreće. Ako transcendentalista koji teži za savršenstvom padne, na izgled gubi i jedno i drugo. Drugim rečima, ne može uživati ni u materialnoj sreći, ni u duhovnom uspehu. Nema nikakav položaj kao raspršeni oblak. Ponekad se deo malog oblaka na nebu odvoji i pridruži velikom oblaku. Ali ako se ne može pridružiti velikom oblaku, raspršen vetrom nestaje na prostornom nebu. Brahmana pati je put dostizanja transcendentalne spoznaje kroz poznaju da je jastvo u suštini duhovni delić i čestica svevišnjeg gospodina koji se manifestuje kao Brahman, Paramatma i Bhagavan. Gospodin Sri Krishna je najpotpunija manifestacija apsolutne istine i zato je onaj koji je predan vrhovnoj osobi uspješan transcendentalist. Za dostizanje tog cilja života kroz poznaju Brahmana i Paramatrime potrebno je mnogo, mnogo života. Bahunam Jodmanam Ante. Stoga je najviši put transcendentalne spoznaje Bhakti Yoga ili svjesnost Krišne, neposredni proces.
Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasani Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama.
Almighty armed Krishna, does not such a man who is bewildered from the path of transcendence fall away from both spiritual and material success and perish like a riven cloud with no position in any sphere? In this text, a very existential question has been arisen. The question is, what is the destiny of someone who takes the Krishna consciousness, follows it for some time, and then, due to worldly mindedness or other sources, drifts away, goes away, as we say, bloops. What is the destiny of such a person? He has not had any time to develop his material life, because he was in Krishna consciousness. I'm seeing all of you. Do you hear? Yes, is it good enough? Loud enough? Yeah? Who does not hear? No, you won't understand what I have. Momje? It seems it's all right, isn't it? Yeah. Is it all right, Ronnie? Oh, it's all right. So he joined the transcendental path for 20 years or so, then he leaves it. So he cannot become a success in material life because he has given his best years to Krishna consciousness. and he cannot become a success in spiritual life because he leaves the path of transcendence. This is a question which is discussed. So Krishna answers this by saying that someone who takes to transcendental activities is always, let me say, in the position of winning, because the influence of transcendental or spiritual activities is so strong that even though there might be a disturbance on the path, and even though he might even leave the path altogether, whatever little advancement he or she has made is never lost, but carries on into the next life, and the next life, and the next life. Krishna conscious activity, even though it is only performed to a very small degree, has such a powerful influence on the conditioned soul that that it will become more and more and more, even distributed over several lifetimes. And as a result, he or she will have a very, let me say, fortunate end. I will tell you a little story which is explained in one of the Puranas, which shows you how even a little Krishna conscious activity can becomes more and more, even if someone doesn't make it in this life. It becomes more in another life, until one is full with Krishna consciousness, and then goes back home, back to Godhead. This is a story about two girls from the higher planetary systems who did something very bad. So you have to understand, whenever someone becomes very powerful in spiritual life, he is tempted, he is tested. Because Indra, the king of the heavenly planets, is becoming very afraid if someone makes progress in Krishna consciousness. So Indra saw one day this yogi who was doing a lot of austerities, and he became full of anxiety, strach. Oh, maybe this yogi becomes so powerful that he will kick me out, and then he will be the king. Indra cannot understand that there are people who are powerful but do not use the power for material enjoyment. Most of the people utilize the material power they have in order to enjoy, like in East Germany, now one finds out all these big politicians in East Germany, in a communistic state, had their private cars, 3 or 4. Then they had their swimming pools with prostitutes inside. One scandal after the other is coming out, which shows how they misuse their power and influence for material sense enjoyment. So Indra, whenever he sees someone who is spiritually advanced and powerful, he has this mistaken idea that this someone will utilize it for material potency. And who has more power than Indra? So he thinks, well, eventually he will kick me out. And then that's the end of my Indra story. So, he sent two of the society girls, and sent them down to tempt the yogi. What is the meaning of to tempt? Vavitushnushani Savasti. Ishkul Shvavate. Ishkul Shvavate. Ishkul Shvavate. Yes. So they began, the yogi was meditating here and these girls went to the nearby river and began dancing until finally the wind came and blew away all their clothes. Now they look very beautiful. But the yogi was so angry that you think that I am attracted to this worldly beauty? I will teach you a good lesson. In your next life, you must become trees. I will curse you. So the girls, they understood their mistake. They also didn't want to do it, but Indra had forced them. So they prayed to the yogi and said, we are very sorry. We didn't want to do it, but we have to follow the order of Indra. He is our temple commander. He is our boss. Not like temple commander. This wouldn't happen at the Rishmini day. This is not a good thing. He is our chief, our master. Sorry, you are such a great saint and we feel very sorry for being so foolish. Please save us. So because they were very serious and very nice, the saint or the yogi said, all right, because you were in good consciousness and because you understood your mistake, therefore in your next life, you will make further advancement. So the yogi said, I cannot change my curse. You will have to be born as trees, but you will meet another great saint, and by the influence of this great saint, you will make further advancement in Krishna consciousness. So they became born as two trees. One day it so happened that the blessing of the yogi, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It so happened that the blessings of the yogi became fulfilled. The great saint Bharata came by, who recited every day one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And he felt very umarang when he came to the trees. So he laid with his head on the root of one tree and put his lotus topala on the root of the other tree. And then because he was so umarang, he just slept. Now, he was very powerful because every day he had read one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And it is said in the scriptures that any small contact with one devotee changes a life completely. Like in Subhaticha, we had seen in our last program, the last program, not this one, but the program before, we didn't find the place, the Hungarian theater, and we had asked one of the people on the street for directions. And the people, that person had said, oh, you must be from Nityananda Grupa. And we said, yes, we are. Can I come in your car? I will show you directly. And so he went in, showed us the way. Then I said, I invite you to come in the program. You can get a free ticket, no problem. And he came. And yesterday, I saw that person again, and he was chanting Hare Krishna, and he was reading in the books. And I asked him, what has happened? And he said, do you remember? I was in your car, and I showed you the way. And something from that day, something has changed in my sritska. I am no longer the same person. I do not know, but after the program I started chanting, and then I bought some books and I read, and now I want to become a devotee. So you can see this is a sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kaya, lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoya. It means even if one has only 1/11th of a second association with a sadhu, that changes one's life, so that eventually means after some time, all perfection can be reached. So these girls had met this great yogi who was meditating about Krishna for only a short time. They had come and wanted to make some glupast, wanted to tempt him. So what? This word, yes. Due to the contact, they received further contact with Bharata, the reader of the Bhagavad Gita. Then Bharata, just after he had slept for a while on top of the trees, on the root of the trees, he left and went on. So the trees immediately died. No leaves any longer, no flowers, nothing. Now Bharata, after some 10 years or I think 15 years, came into one town and he saw two beautiful Brahmin girls dressed in a white sari, and they came to him and said, "Thank you, Bharata, thank you." Bharata, look, they've never seen you. Why? Are you thanking me? No, Vala Lepa. What is the matter, said Bharata? Well, in our previous lives, we were two apsaras from the heavenly planets. And by the contact of this yogi, whom we wanted to tempt, we were born as trees, but also we got the blessings to meet you. And then by your contact, we were purified from that grech, and we were taking birth in this Brahmana family, where we read every day in the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you, Bharata. It was your influence only. So this gives you a little understanding how even a little advancement by the contact of a great saint is never lost, but it continues on through the different lives. It's not lost. So you might think, now I have come so often in this chram in Beograd, but I am still full of material desires. Maya is not a stranger to me. Every day she comes to me as if she would be my best friend. Sometimes I'm under the cloud of illusion. It seems for me this process doesn't work. Isn't it? This is the question. What do you think, Dale? That's a good question, isn't it? Yeah. So what does this really mean, this contact for 1/11th of a second, which has such a strong influence? This we have to analyze this point. Now Srila Prabhupada has made a very nice point which explains this. The transmission of Krishna consciousness takes only place in someone whose heart is free from material desires. Then it takes place completely, let us say completely. But to the degree of being there with material, having material desires, to that degree the transmission of Krishna consciousness does not take place. And Srila Prabhupada gave us a simple example. If a spark of fire falls onto wood, then the wood can be ignited or not ignited. When the wood is bad, it will take a long time before the fire really burns. But if the wood is dry, then the spark can immediately take effect and transform it into a big heap, a big fire, like almost a bonfire. So, in the same way, in our Krishna conscious practice, we must take care that we are dry, so to say, dry of material activities. For instance, our friends of Lord Krishna, who have come in nice numbers today, if you live in Beograd and you break the four regulative principles, like if you have sex life and eat meat and go to the cinema, and so on and so forth, then it takes time. The fire of Krishna consciousness doesn't burn so quick. Have you made this experience? Yes? No? Middle? If we do always make ourselves wet with Maya, then we don't, the flame of Krishna consciousness doesn't come so brittle. It takes so much time. It can take lifetimes. Again and again we will have to be born. And this is one point which I wanted to make. But someone who practices Krishna consciousness, even to a little degree, this amount of Krishna consciousness which he has practiced will bring the mercy of Krishna to him. We only have to learn in this lifetime to take the mercy fully. Most of us, because we are so wet inside, we do not take the mercy, and our lives therefore do not, our grech, our sinful tendencies don't burn away by the fire of Krishna consciousness. All we really have to learn is to take the current. What is the meaning of current? Electrical current. Struya. To take the struya of Krishna's mercy fully. That is what we have to learn in this lifetime. Now, the struya, this current of Krishna's mercy, is flowing very easily if we prepare our mind to thinking of Krishna always. The thinking of Krishna always is something which every devotee has to aspire to come to in his life. In the scriptures we hear, if Krishna is in the mind, all the darkness of material existence will go away. It is just like if the sun comes into a darkened place, the darkness is driven away very easily. So the thinking of Krishna is really the art of life, and it has to be practiced. See, the mind always thinks of something, and usually it thinks almost helplessly of the impressions which come into the mind by our either by in this life or in a previous life. Our mind reflects what we see every day and what we hear every day. And these reflections are going on almost, you know, like in a record, and you have a record, and the record is not, there is a little damage. It goes whoop, whoop, whoop. You know, it goes on and on and on and on. This is what the mind does. It always goes on and on and on with the same things which we have contacted life after life after life. It thinks, for instance, of wealth. It thinks of woman. It thinks of profit to be the winner. It thinks of honor. I want to be praised. This is a whoop, whoop, whoop of the mind which goes since many lifetimes. Why? Because these are the impressions in the mind which come through the different contacts with material nature. Just like a record. It has an impression which makes the music. You know the record? It has some plastic, hot chocolate plastic, and it's then put in them. So even this, so then it does exactly what the imprint, I think it must be like from iron. Yeah? What do they use? Must be iron. Ravesha wants to make a record. What is it? Iron? Or platinum? Metal, some metal, isn't it? No idea. Mahavira? Something, you know this? It's like a stamp which goes in this chocolate-like plastic. You understand? Then the record is ready. Hmm? Some stamp, it doesn't matter. For the example, so Maya also does in our Sritzke this stamp, you know, and we always go the same song: name, fame, and glory, the same old story, isn't it? Yeah. And Anna and sex, and you know, this goes on life after life. So the art of Krishna consciousness really is to bring other impressions into the heart, and then you think automatically the right things. That's why with our eyes we go every morning to see the bhujanstha, the deities, and we see the pictures of Krishna. With our ears we hear the kirtan, or the bhajan, even tapes. It's a very nice thing before you go to sleep if you hear a bhajan of Srila Prabhupada or of Nityananda Grupa. If you hear, then you have a positive impression before you enter into the magic theater of dream, you know, where everything can happen in the mind. With our tongue we taste prasadam, and with our bodies we serve the devotees, we serve Krishna, and in this way in our lives we can get spiritual impressions through our senses. See, There is a story in the Brihad Bhagavat Purana about one devotee called Gop Kumar. It is a story about this devotee who goes back home, back to Godhead. And he actually is very interesting. At one stage of his journey, he comes to the higher planets called Topaloka, where the mystics stay under the guidance of one mystic called Pipalayana. Have you heard this name, Pipalayana? So everyone there in this planet sits and meditates. And Gop Kumar, he wants to know what they are doing. And one saying says, everyone here meditates about Krishna, because you cannot see Krishna with your senses. He is totally spiritual. You only can close your senses. This is what is done in meditation. You close the eyes, you close the ears. It means you don't hear anything. What is actually done in this practice is you withdraw the consciousness from the senses. In this way, your material senses, your senses are no longer active. It's just like if, for instance, you sit for a very long time, there is no consciousness in the leg any longer, because the consciousness is spreading through the blood and through the nerves. So if you have somehow, you know, bend it in such a way that the consciousness doesn't go there any longer, then the consciousness is not there and you don't perceive it. It's like a wooden leg which you have to drag behind you. You know what I mean? It sometimes happens after lectures. So the yogis do this purposefully. They withdraw the consciousness, the they withdraw the svesno state from the, you know, senses, and in this way the senses cannot perceive anything. They become materially inactive. So Pipalayana says, actually perceive Krishna with your purified senses. You can taste Krishna, hear Krishna, the flute. With the purified or internal senses. The purified senses. So become Krishna consciousness means you engage your senses now in Krishna's service, and then you will get purified or spiritual senses with which you can engage in Krishna's further service or in relationship to Krishna. You can actually do something. You can hear. It's not just you sit there all day, but you play with Krishna. You serve Krishna in the spiritual world. So Gop Kumar doesn't like this process of meditation. He wants to engage all his senses in Krishna's service. This way purify himself and then go to Krishna and engage in his service with purified senses. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. So this is the process which we have also, which we also practice in this temple. We engage all our senses in Krishna's service so that we develop our true spiritual senses. It means our true spiritual body more and more and more. But this process works fast or very brittle when you practice to become free of material activities, and when you consciously practice the art of taking spiritual impressions in your heart, then it is there. For I want to tell you something which was very helpful in my own Krishna conscious life. Last year, around this time, yes, little later, maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks later, I went with a few devotees to the Braj Mandal Parikrama. We toured all through Vrindavan, and we saw many, many holy places, great devotees. We heard a lot of Krishna. It was like a marathon of taking spiritual impressions in the heart. And now often when I dream, or when I'm sitting in the car, when I'm riding in the car, then this impression of Vrindavan is there. It's very powerful. One thinks of Vrindavan, dreams of Vrindavan. It's very, very nice. Or now we do these preaching programs all over. Yesterday in Subhadisha was so fantastic. What do you think, Taraka? Everyone was dancing. Bhakta Uva told me he laughed very much because there were also some skeptics who were on the side of the room. They just looked very skeptical. But then one leg of the skeptic began to shake, and then the other leg, and then the hands, and finally they were going, Hari Bol! They were dancing like this. This is the influence of spiritual sound vibration. It just made it such a positive impression in the svitska, in the heart. So I was sleeping this night, and I was dreaming of Subhadisha, of the Hungarian hall, and how they were dancing, and so. They're very natural. This yoga process is very easy. What do you think, Salih? Salih doesn't know what to say. This is very nice yoga process. By engaging with the senses positively in Krishna's service, we carry a deep impression, and that impression will also carry on in the next life. Even if someone falls away from the process of Krishna consciousness, this impression is there in the heart, and it will take care that he will, in the next life, take automatically to Krishna consciousness. I want to actually in the future, I want to talk a little bit how to get these impressions of Krishna consciousness very deep in the heart. This is just my introductory lecture to a couple of lectures which I want to give here in Beograd about the 8 instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are called Shikshastaka. We will go tomorrow to Skopje and then to Pristin, and to some towns here. And then we will come back for 4 days in Beograd. Is it? When do we come back?
I think 7 days. 1 week. After 1 week.
After 1 week?
Okay.
Please find out when Rupa Nityananda comes back. Do you know Virachandra? Virachandra is in the translation mood. He doesn't think at the moment. Anyways, we come back and we stay for 4 days, and I want to give on these 4 days I want to give the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to lecture about them every morning, evening. It just comes, this is Krishna's arrangement. We can do everything in 8 lectures. And I can guarantee you, after you have heard this, There's so many practical instructions. I think it will help all of us very much in our Krishna consciousness. So, our friends and our devotees, please try to come during these 4 days. We also want in the evening to show you slides, and we have different videos in which we want to shortly show the Vaishnavas. Please come. It is always very nice if many friends are there. Krishna, tell your friends. Then we have some nice satsanga, some here nice about this Krishna consciousness. So, but my main point this evening was, you have to consciously learn the art to make positive Krishna conscious impressions in your mind. And you can do that by engaging your senses in Krishna service, all of your senses. In this process, you should simultaneously try to become dry. That means give up becoming wet of material life in this material samsara dukkha, this ocean of suffering. Stay away from these material activities, and in this way improve your Krishna consciousness. You won't be the loser. Krishna consciousness is so strong that even if it doesn't, if you don't complete it in this lifetime, you will do so in another. But someone who hears this, that Krishna consciousness is so strong, he doesn't become a nitkov in the sense that he thinks, all right, I just come for the Sunday program and eat much prasadam, that's all, and continue with material life. No, he becomes very intensive in his own practice of Krishna consciousness to become successful in this one lifetime. So, Hare Krishna, I want to end here. Do you have any questions regarding these subject matters? Hare Krishna.
What cause is our desire for
in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna answers this question. For them. Therefore, in a Krishna consciousness, we try to stop our contact with material things. And it says also, by coming in contact with spiritual things, like a sadhu, a good devotee, or the holy name, your desires for material, for spiritual life become awakened. It's very, very easy. I was once talking to one devotee called Gopinath. Some of you know Gopinath. He was born with a guitar around his neck. He's a very good guitar player. Jimi Hendrix style. Very wild playing. So, everyone in his family plays guitar. His father, his uncle, his sister, all are wild guitaneros. So he described when he was about 5 years, 6 years old, he was going to one concert which his father gave. Father had like a Chuck Berry thing. And then he was going like, and then when Gopinath saw him, you know, like really enjoying leaning back like this, then he felt, I must become like this. This is my life goal. And then every day he was practicing 8 hours non-stop. He can be very intense. So this is how we have been polluted, how our material desires have been born by contact with this material energy. They come, so you have to learn to leave that material influence and come to the shelter of the temple, where you have positive contact with Krishna consciousness. And then you also desire to become like this. I think all of us felt when we saw Mukunda Maharaj, you remember, he's 50 years and he is in Krishna consciousness since a long time. You know, when one sees him, he's such a humble, nice, pure soul, isn't it? One immediately thinks, oh, I want to also become like this, you know. This is how one should be, isn't it? What do you think, Marco? By seeing the then our desires are going that way. Especially strong is the contact with the devotee. A contact with the devotee means actually you hear from him. It doesn't just mean to look at him. That's also a little good, but you know, sometimes when we give these concerts, all these little girls go like I was seeing in Moscow, these little girls were going like, ah, and when then Boy George came on the stage, we had a concert with Boy George, also our little girls went like, ah. <You know? laughs> little sentimental. So, doesn't mean to just look, it means to hear and to follow what the great soul tells us. And then we follow it, then something changes in our lives. And we develop such an intense desire. This intense desire is very important for Krishna consciousness. You can hear lectures for thousands of years, but if you don't develop that desire, nothing changes. The Jiva Goswami gives the example of a sugarcane plant. It looks from outside like green bamboo. So inside that is the most wonderful soak you can imagine. It is such a good soak. So how does this soak come out of the plant, out of the bilka, and into your cup? It is by pressing it. You know, there are these sugarcane pressure machines. So in the same way, Krishna consciousness is a wonderful thing. But if you don't have an intense desire, you will never taste the soak of Krishna consciousness. Soak? Soak, yes. Yes. I'm sorry, I want to learn Yugoslavian, so therefore I always try to do it in the lecture. Maybe I should have another forum where I learn it. So, do you understand? Krishna consciousness is wonderful, but your desire has to be very intense in order to taste it. Yes? And it's like, do you understand this example? There's this, it's inside, only by pressing it comes out. So in the same way, this desire, now this desire comes when you are together with devotees. The desire also comes if you go into a situation where you make yourself dependent on Krishna. See, that's why we give our devotees a tip. Go on Sankirtan, go on Sankirtan, go on Sankirtan. We give this tip. Because in that situation, you really desire Krishna. You really desire the help of Krishna. Now, our friends of Krishna, you can also take some books, you know, and give to your other friends. Or you can speak to others about Krishna. You will see, oh, my knowledge about Krishna is not so great. Krishna, help me. you should, in other words, in your lives, not live such a comfortable life, where you hide Krishna consciousness. Oh, I never go to the temple. No, no. and so on. You should bring yourself out into a situation where you have to become a little dependent on Krishna. It's a very simple example. I was once preaching in Innsbruck, that's in, where is it? In Austria, and we were sleeping in the car. It was winter, and in the morning we took our shower in one dormitory for students. What is a dormitory?
Dorm,
yes. Dorm students' car. yes. So, we took our shower. The door was open all night because the students came in late from their friends and their parties and so on. So, it's always open, that was the door. So, we went out of the car only in gamcha and a towel, and we just ran over the street and then under the hot shower, and then Ashok Kumar, he was my preaching partner, and myself went back to the car. And then I came to the car. Ashok, open the car. He went off. Ashok said, "You have the key." "No, I don't have the key." And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. No one was up. And I remember that the door, then we wanted to go back to the shower, the dormitory shower. But it was such a door, it was closed. We couldn't get. So we stood in our gamshas, you know, in the midst of Innsbruck. And then, okay, then I don't know, he had in his muchi bag, we had a little coins, so we went to the telephone and we threw the coins at the telephone, and we phoned, you know, the police, and we said, "Bring someone who knows how to open cars." So the police came at 4:30 in the morning, and he soon saw us before the car, and it was a very expensive car, a Dodge van from America, you know, like Chevrolet, very expensive. Somebody said, we said, "This is our car." And they looked at us and said, "Are you crazy?" "At least you look like crazy." You understand? What can they think, you know, with two with bald heads and a almost blue. You know, and I really learned to pray to Krishna in this moment. My dear Krishna, you're in the heart of this policeman. Somehow convince them. This was the situation. Now this is just a very simple example which helps you. Don't be always in the comfortable situation. This life is a journey. It is something very serious. And you should learn to become dependent on Krishna. Then you pray to Krishna, and then your desire becomes intense. Does this help? Good. I remember you. You are a stewardess, isn't it?
No.
Not long.
I'm working in the airline.
At the airline.
I'm not working, but I am in the airline.
Yeah. Yes, I remember. Nice that you come for such a long time. Good. Any other questions? So, yes?
This one is not...
Following the regulative principles, does the mantra have any effect? Thank you. Is there any use? Yes. Yes, klasitska pitanje. Srila Prabhupada used to say, Krishna consciousness is plus, not minus. In other words, wherever you are, you add Krishna consciousness. And by this addition, your life will gradually change. See, if you, all of us who are now here in this temple, did not follow the rules and regulations before they came to Krishna consciousness. And they added the chanting of Hare Krishna. But I want to give you a little warning. If you add the chanting of the mantra, and if you become a little serious in Krishna consciousness, you will feel in the heart that you shouldn't do certain things any longer. This is a natural conclusion. So at that time, you can go one of two ways. One is, you can follow this inner voice of the super soul within your heart, which tells you, don't do this now, it is not good. You can say, okay, and go this way. But you can also go at that moment into another way. You can say, oh, this Krishna consciousness is too much. Let me forget everything. And then you go the fool's road. This is a road which will bring you into forgetfulness and also into suffering. Because someone who knows is suffering more if he acts against this knowledge. So most probably now you become very serious, because it is a very serious subject matter. And it is good that you become serious. It is Krishna's desire that we become his devotees. So just add the process of Krishna consciousness to your life. But if you feel after some time, if you really feel that you know from your realizations, I shouldn't do this any longer, then you shouldn't do it any longer. Then you have to go the right road. I know many in this room who were put before this. It's like almost a crossroad. You know, it goes like an Y, actually. Y, is that, I don't know if this is... You enter here, Krishna consciousness, then it comes, you have to decide. You must make the right decision. Then it will go very brittle. Krishna consciousness becomes very logical to one who understands that life is eternal. And that I want to come to the eternal platform where I'm no longer forced to take new births again and to die again. Then it's very logical. So when you feel you come to this crossroad, think of this. My life is eternal. Why should I waste my time in these little things which are not really very deep things, which 99.99% of the people do, which I have been done in the form of the bird, of the insect, same interest, and the Bilka life, and so on and so forth. You should then understand, well, now let me go the right way. I thank you very much that you have put this question. Shows that you are very serious actually in your spiritual life. Otherwise, one wouldn't dare to put such a question. Very nice. I think Krishna will soon bring you to this path where you have to make the right choice. Hare Krishna. Anyone else? Yes? What?
Video lecture tomorrow morning.
When?
Video.
Yes, I will talk tomorrow about Maya and how she works and how to avoid her. Very interesting subject. So please come tomorrow, it's very important also. I have prepared this lecture. And I think it's very interesting. At least usually devotees like this to hear this. Yes.
In the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
And then it is said of the material universes. So can it be translated with of the manifested universes?
Yes.
So can it be translated? Like in our language, material universes. Because is there such a difference?
It's an unmanifested universe.
Is the spiritual universe unmanifested? The spiritual nature?
Please say in
loud.
We are
still from Srimad Bhagavatam, yadam, for Prabhupada. Je rečeno manifestovanje univerzuma. Da li to može da se prevede isto sa materijalnim univerzom, zato što da li postoji ta razlika između duhovnog i materijalnog, da je jedno manifestovano, a drugo nemanifestovano?
Yes, no, it's not correct to translate it to mean material universe, because Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that there is the universe goes through two phases, the manifest and the unmanifest phase. Parastas ma tu bhavanyo vyakto vyakta sanatana. Beyond the manifested and unmanifested is the transcendental. You can understand the meaning of unmanifested like this. The cosmic universe goes through cycles. It is coming out and into manifestation when Mahavishnu breathes out, and it is coming back and into an unmanifested state when Mahavishnu is not there. Inhales. Now this manifested and unmanifested state, I want to give you a strictly philosophical thing. See, there may be a time when there are, when there is no camel in Beograd. Yes, no camel anywhere, not in the Beograd Zoo. Do we have a zoo here? Yes. With camels, I suppose. So, there is a time when the camel is not there in Beograd. There is no camel there. But the idea camel is still there. So the camel is in its unmanifested state here. This appears in classical Platonian philosophy. There they speak of a world of ideas which is beyond that which is manifest and sometimes unmanifest. So the Vedas actually speak of things, of truths, which are there either in the manifest or in the unmanifest state. The Vedas have the language which describe this universe and which are true even when it's in an unmanifested state. These things exist, so to say, in the Vedas always, manifest or unmanifest. So you must explain manifest. Even if you think people will not understand immediately because they do not have the explanation of the Bhagavad Gita, you know, that beyond the world which is sometimes manifest or unmanifest, there is another eternal spiritual world. Even if they don't have this explanation, still, one day they will have this explanation. One day they will know, and then they must find the thing as it is in the books.
It's a question of editing.
Editing.
I don't know if to correct this, because
someone put material.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then no, you have to manifest it as people. It's a nice thing in translating books. You really have to come to grips or understand philosophical terms which are there in the books. You will find that every word, even those who are difficult to which you do not understand at a given moment, have their proper meaning. So, Hare Krishna, I think we have come to a good end. Once again, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premananda ki jai.